So moving on to mudita, joy with others. Glorious mudita. When metta meets joy, meets the happiness, the good qualities, the good fortune, then in Bhante's words again, those bright dancing colours of mudita arise. Such a contrast to karuna. But it is a very natural response. I think mudita probably is the most neglected of all the Brahma Viharas. I think it probably is, and I think it's a great shame because it's truly remarkable in its ability to break through pretty much any negative mental state you throw at it. It's an antidote to depression, to boredom, and it really connects you. It really connects you with yourself, with others, with the world. It's just so enlivening, so expansive. And all the Brahma Viharas are expansive. I mean, it's the nature of positive emotion to be expansive. But somehow with mudita, it's just so much more obvious, that sense of expansiveness. It just creates a wonderful attitude of real attunement. Very, very beautiful. And one of mudita's gifts is that it really highlights the way that we limit ourselves. So much of our unhappiness, our suffering, comes from the constricting nature of our own negativity towards ourselves and others. Just think of the limiting nature of envy and resentment. Just hearing those words, envy and resentment, and everything that gets tied up in those, you know, and immediately I can feel myself contracting, that sense of constriction. So many of the stories we tell ourselves fall into that category somehow. And mudita can free us from all that. You can't experience mudita without opening your heart, allowing it to respond, to resonate. So there's something truly wonderful about really letting go into mudita. It's so freeing, so liberating. It's like a dance, it's like a lark rising into the sky, singing. It's music in harmony, it's all those beautiful things. Someone once said to Bhante in a seminar that they felt it really went against the grain to rejoice wholly in somebody's positive qualities. And Bhante replied that, well, it could perhaps be said that it goes against the worldly grain. And of course, that's so right. It's just the habits that we've got into, you know, of not rejoicing, not appreciating. But from a spiritual perspective, that's not the case at all. It's actually entirely natural. If something wonderful happens to somebody, just to respond, you know, just to respond with joy, you know, your heart just opens with a resonance. So back in the early days of the movement, I can remember there was very, very little, practically no rejoicing or appreciation at all. And Bhante used to comment on it. Fortunately, over the years, that's vastly improved. But taking on that practice of mudita for a year, it just taught me so much. And of course, with karuna and mudita, you can just see how the two, they're like wings of a bird. You need them both, you know, for that balance. Everybody suffers, everybody enjoys. So the near enemies of mudita are vicarious enjoyment and intoxication. And I think they're quite easy to spot, really. Although intoxication can be so intoxicating that it can sometimes be a bit difficult to let go of it. It can be a very pleasant state to be in sometimes. So going to upekkha when that happens, when you find yourself intoxicated, go to upekkha. Upekkha, yes, bringing in its dharmic perspective, recognizing the true nature of the world as ever-changing and conditioned. It just really helps to restore the balance. As I said earlier, remembering that everybody suffers and everybody enjoys.